The Renaissance Active Living Center mounted a heartfelt and impassioned appeal to Elliott Lake City Council late last week, and it didn't minimize how dire its circumstances are. The RenCen, as many know it, rented out any available space it could find in its building and stepped up its fundraising efforts in 2023 along with other severe cost-cutting measures like limiting kitchen hours to extend the life of appliances. But still, it found itself appealing to council for support at an in-person input session on Thursday, October 24, at 6 p.m. at City Hall. "I need to stress that without your help, our center wouldn't be. The money that you give to us at the center is what's been helping to keep us going, and we just can't exist without it," said Valerie Mercer Spencer, president of the Renaissance Active Living Center. "This would not only impact our 335 clients, but it will also impact the newcomers who have the intent on joining our center." Renaissance Active Living Center Appeal. The RenCen, as it is often referred to locally, is a nonprofit organization, charitable organization, incorporated in 1990. "We have been providing social, recreational, and physical activities in our present location for 34 years," Mercer Spencer said during her presentation. Mercer Spencer's presentation highlighted the services offered, including multiple exercise and recreational programs and events. The presentation is here. "Municipal funding allows us to maintain, upgrade our aging building, and leverage other funding to help us purchase other special equipment for the seniors in order to keep them physically healthy and engaged in the community," she said. "A win-win situation for our economy." Commenting on the broader benefits for Elliott Lake, Mercer Spencer described the Active Living Center as a win-win situation for our economy when these newcomers rent or purchase a home and build their new lives here. "The loss of the Renaissance Center would certainly have a detrimental effect on those seniors wishing to relocate here. Today, I'm here to request an increase in our yearly monetary donation that you provide to the center of $45,000. Cost-saving measures taken." Mercer Spencer described the cost-savings measures the center has undertaken recently, including, "We rented every available space in our building for offices in order to increase our cash flow. In 2023, we mortgaged our building and increased our fundraising efforts. This year, we made hard decisions and undertook many cost-cutting measures. Once again, we reduced staff hours of work to half-time for 3 months and made changes to our kitchen program in order to reduce the use of our aging kitchen equipment," Mercer Spencer explained. "We also increased the membership fees and our user fees for all activities and events. Unfortunately, we still have not been able to bring in enough money to manage the ever-rising cost of operating our center." Budget Input Session, a new idea for council. The Budget Input Session is a new initiative. The city informed the public of the new initiative by news release on Friday, October 18, and by announcement at the October 14 council meeting. The release informed, deadline for submissions is Tuesday, October 22. Speakers will be able to present their requests and recommendations. To accommodate everyone, time will be limited to 5 minutes per presenter and the facilitator will not be answering any questions, the release said. On Thursday evening, city staff and members of council heard 7 presentations requesting funds or facilities in support of local community services. Previous story. Have your say about the 2025 budget.